We're so lucky to live in Massachusetts. We have so much talent everywhere. It's Old Town Crier right there. A great track called Don't Go, ending the Bandcamp Friday set. That is off the Massachusetts musician's excellent EP, I'm Longing for You, Honey, in Middleborough, Mass. That was released in March of 2021. Mitch Davis up out of that with Bear the Cold. Mitch Davis is a wonderful songwriter, producer, multi-instrumentalist from Montreal, and the single is off his debut album, The Haunt, was released this past April on Arbutus Records. It's one of my favorite albums of the year, The Haunt. I'm better that wonderful stuff from Gentle Temper, Safe Bet, and that's taken off the duo Stellar EP, Same Blood, released July of 2021. They were one of the first bands to say yes when I reached out and asked for show radio drops, because they're such lovely people. Caroline Rose up out of that. Nothing's Impossible. It's off her fantastic fourth studio album, Superstar, released March 2020 on New West Records. Christopher Paul Stelling with Trouble Don't Follow Me. Excellent song off the Asheville musician's fifth album, Best of Luck. It's released February 2020 on Anti Records. Hey, his European tour just got underway this week. It looks like it's a really good time. He's in the Netherlands tonight at a place called Volt, and the tour ends in Paris on the 16th. So if you're traveling Europe and you happen to be in one of the spots he's playing, man, I suggest you go. You can go to ChristopherPaulStelling.com. Just find him. You know how to use the internet, right? Find him if you're in Europe and go see him. It's great. And kicking off the Bandcamp Friday set with Katie Kirby, track called Juniper. Katie calls Nashville home, and you heard the first single from her debut album, Cool Dry Place, released February 2021 on Keeled Scale Records. It is Bandcamp Friday again. Go out and get yourself an old record or new record. All the money goes directly to the labels and artists and things of that nature. So it's good cause. I love that Bandcamp does this. And it's going to be back today, October 7th, November 4th, and December 2nd, the first Friday of every month for the rest of the year. I'm Ryan D. This is 91.5 FM. WMFO, meant for Tuss, free from radio, serving all of Boston and all the world. WMFO.org. Let's get back into the music. Where are we heading now? Oh, yes, we're going to shine the record label spotlight. I haven't done one of these in a while. Focused a lot on the road trip over the summer. But now I'm going to look at record labels again. Shine a spotlight today on Fuzz Club Records. They are based in London, and they have a bunch of amazing artists and musicians, including this one, who I love. Got a new album coming out November 11th. It's called Nothing But Time, and this is Brianna Barbara. I'm going to play you a track you've heard here before. It's called Diamond Light. It is excellent. Music Savage Show.
I don't.
Man, oh man, that was so good, right? That was the set shining the spotlight, the record label spotlight on London-based Fuzz Club Records. And you just heard great stuff from Say Still, a track called Las Puertas de la Noche, or, in translation, The Gates of the Night. Say Still are a five-piece band from Mexico. Fantastic song is off their second album, El Refugio, released November 2021. Up ahead of that, Crows with Healing. Crows are a four-piece out of London. Song is off their sophomore album, Beware Believers, released this past April 1st. Tess Parks up ahead of that with Happy Birthday Forever, and that's off the Toronto-born, London-based artist's third album, and Those Who Were Seen Dancing. That was released on April 25th of this year. The Vacant Lots up ahead of that with Chase. Vacant Lots are a duo based in Brooklyn. The single is off their fourth album, Closure, which is out September 30th of this year, so a couple weeks. And kicking off the Fuzz Club Records label spotlight with Brianna Barbara, Diamond Light. That is the excellent first single off the New York City-based musician's upcoming sophomore album, Nothing But Time. It's due out November 11th. So much new music. Go check out Fuzz Club Records, especially today on Bandcamp. Friday. All right. Now for something completely different. Let's pay our respects, say a birthday, and show some appreciation to the one and only Billy Preston. This set is the Billy Preston Appreciation Birthday Set. He was born September 2nd, 1946 in Houston, Texas. Billy Preston would have been 76 today, but sadly passed away June 6th, 2006 at the age of 59. But man, did he leave behind a legacy. I mean, he was considered a fifth Beatle. He played in the Rolling Stones. So many monumental songs for both the Beatles and the Stones. He had an amazing solo career, and he played with Sam Cooke at only 16 years old at the time of this recording. Billy Preston is playing the organ on Sam Cooke's 19th studio album called Night Beat. I'm gonna play you a great one called Please Don't Drive Me Away with Billy Preston playing the organ at 16 years old on Sam Cooke's album right here on the Billy Preston Appreciation Birthday Set, Music Savage Show.
Baby, please don't you drive me away. Baby, please don't you drive me away. Now you know I need you, won't you by my side? My love for you I'll never hide. Now if you love me you will hear my plea. Put me out and that's the end of me. Baby please don't you drive me away. One more thing honey, you know I want you. I love you so I never, 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 never let you go. Baby, please, don't you drive me away. Oh. Let me tell you, you know I need you, won't you by my side? My love for you I'll never hide. Won't you love me, won't you hear my plea? Put me out and that's the end of me. Baby, please, don't you drive me away. Like no other lover.
In a while. I've got a story, ain't got no mother. Let the bad guy win every once in a while. When it go round in circles, when it fly high like a bird up in the sky. When it go round in circles, when it fly high like a bird. Music move me around. I've got a dance, I ain't got no steps. I'm gonna let the music move me around. Will it go round in circles? Will it fly high like a bird up in the sky? Will it go round in circles? Will it fly high like a bird? Thank you.
Ow!
celebrating the life and legacy of Billy Preston, who would have been 76 today, born on this day. Houston, Texas, 1946, the one and only Billy Preston. Nothing from Nothing, big old hit from his ninth studio album, The Kids and Me, released May 1974 on A&M Records. Up ahead of that, the Rolling Stones, 100 years ago, and right away you can tell Billy Preston is playing the Hammond organ on that one, because it kicks off right with the organ. He was very present in the sound of the Stones, playing keys in a number of their albums throughout the 70s, including Goat Said Soup. And this track is, I said, you can hear him. Actually, he's not playing the Hammond organ. He's playing this thing called the clavinet, which is an electric keyboard, which made a lot of, can sound like a guitar and a keyboard. It's really neat. So that's what he's playing in 100 years ago. Up into that, Billy Preston, again, solo. Will It Go Round in Circles? That's his first number one single, and it appears in his seventh studio album, Music Is My Life, released October 1972. The Beatles, up into that, Something. Give me a George Harrison Beatles song any day. Single appears on the band's 11th studio album, 1969's Let It Be. As I said, Billy was considered the fifth Beatle for his incredible contributions to the band. He plays the Hammond on that song, as a matter of fact. And kicking off with Sam Cooke, Please Don't Drive Me Away. That's off of Cooke's 19th studio album, Night Beat, released August 1956. Preston is playing the organ on that one. He's only 16 at the time of the recording. Billy Preston, man, oh man. Was that, let's see here, I'm looking, maybe it was 1963? Anyway, he was 16 when he played on that, and his life may have been cut short. Again, he died June 6th, 2009, at the age of 59, but man, he left behind a legacy of music. Happy birthday, Billy Preston. Go out and listen to some Billy Preston today. All right, it's the last set. Can't believe it. I say it every day, every Friday anyway. The Hot Take Set, every Friday, 4 p.m. Boston time, the three of us put up our favorite videos and songs on MusicSavage.com. We want them to be your favorites as well. I'll give you a sneak peek right here, and I'm really excited about this one. It's from Raylan Baxter. It's his first album in 4 years. It's coming out. It's also his fourth studio album. It's called If I Were a Butterfly, and here is the title track and lead single, Raylan Baxter, Hot Take Set.
Me. $1,012. Please drive around.
Wait, 10,000 what?
It's obvious you're buzzed and driving.
I've only had a few. I'm fine.
Yeah, the food's $12, but getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Please drive around. Actually, just park and come in.
Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Second, and make me feel like I am. to fall in love so fast. Treat it with the kind of kid gloves and lift the weight of the world. In my head, I still feel 21, and there's so much left to love. Hold me now for a second. And make me feel like I am there. I'll never doubt it for a second. Just take it in before it disappears. I'll never doubt it for a second.
Where does time go? My goodness. It's the Hot Take set. Just heard Low Island, lead single, released off the Oxford Quartet's sophomore album Life in Miniature, out November 4th on their own label, Emotional Interference. Detroit Rebellion, Clap of Thunder, brand new single off the Detroit duo's upcoming album Fake News, out soon through Declared Goods. Sun Little, Inside Out, final single off his forthcoming release, Like Neptune, out next Friday, September 9th on Anti Records. World Tour brings him to our area December 14th at the Sinclair in Cambridge. And Raylan Baxter, If I Were a Butterfly, lead single titled track off of Baxter's first album in 4 years. It's his fourth one, November 4th. It's a lot of fours out on ATO Records. I'm Ryan D. Thanks for being out there. Another Music Savage show in the books. It's been a pleasure having your company and playing this music for you. It's what I do best. Put these sets together and hope that you have a good time. I think that you did. You know that I did.